False Teaching and True, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. The text comes from Colossians 2. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Therefore, let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body grows with a growth that is from God. Carrie Vaux writes, a friend of mine gave me a book a while ago, thinking it would interest me. It was full of stories about visions and dreams people had seen, about the deep insights they claimed they had had using special meditation techniques or even drugs. There were reports of strange happenings, even miracles. And of course, the main point of the book was to say that everything and anything could be a pathway to God. I love books, but I confess that I recycled this one. There was no way I could face putting it back in the world where someone else might pick it up and be attracted by its teachings and fall away from Christ. Because the truth is, there are no hidden secrets, no special pathways to God, no practices that would ever allow anyone to bypass Jesus. And why would we want to anyway? He loves us. No. As Paul says, in Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. If we want to find God, that's where we need to look, at Jesus. He himself is God, come down into our world as a human being, come to rescue us from the powers of sin, death, and evil. He gave his life for us to set us free. Who could ask for greater love? And then Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again. He is the source of everlasting life for all of us who trust in him. Jesus, and not some secret philosophy or hidden method. Jesus is the one who meets our needs and fills that God-shaped hole in our hearts, because that is who he is. He has not left us to fumble around in the darkness looking for him. He himself has come to us as our Savior. We pray. Dear God, help me to see you where you want me to find you, in the face of Jesus. Amen.